Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. As the popularity of hard cider and iced cider has risen, there's one alcoholic apple product that has been left in the shadows. It's apple brandy. But it is still being produced in Vermont, and Sally Pollack recently checked in with one of the makers. Sally is a food writer for 7 days. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
What exactly is apple brandy?
Good question. I had so much fun with Nick Coles, who makes it. I forgot to drink any. You're having a good time when you're surrounded by 3,000 gallons of apple brandy and don't have any. So apple brandy is a liquor, okay? And it's made with apples, and you begin by taking hard cider, fermented cider, and essentially evaporating it and distilling it so that it goes from 5% alcohol to 50 to 60% alcohol. So it's strong, it's sweet, it's a beautiful amber color, and I need to try some.
So it's cider that's then fermented and then distilled.
And then distilled in a copper still, made in Portugal, as conceived and executed by Nick Coles at Shelburne Orchards.
Well, tell us about him, because he's quite a character.
So Nick grew up in Shelburne. He's 68 years old. He's tall. He's got long hair. He's a musician. He's a storyteller. He's an orchardist, and sort of having really beautiful, sort of imaginative ideas and knowing how to do things with just sort of this intuitive and practical know-how. Anyway, he grew up on this land, this orchard in Shelburne, and he has been running it since the mid-70s. And he's got a lot of projects going there, and this sort of most recent one, which is actually he's been at it for several years because it takes 7 or 8 years to age the brandy in barrels, is now ready for release, and people can taste it and buy it.
He's a true Renaissance man, and he has some special methods to make sure that the brandy turns out right.
Yeah, one thing that was really interesting talking to Nick, he talks to his brandy, for one thing. Okay, he's built this sort of underground bunker with an earth and grass roof. And, you know, when the apocalypse comes, I'm heading there. Even if it's empty of brandy, it's just like a cool little sanctuary hangout. And that's where the brandy is aging. And he said to me that he likes to talk to it and that he really believes, and I came to believe too, that the story of its making is reflected in how it tastes. Okay. And so he talks to it and he tells it, thank you for being a part of my life. And I'm really psyched you're here with me. And he thinks it absorbs energy while it's aging. And in the spring, he said he's going to open the door to the cellar and play Vivaldi's Spring for it.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack, a food writer for 7 days, and we're talking about apple brandy. Sally, take us on a little tour of that brandy cellar you mentioned and the tasting room.
So the tasting room is what you would see when you go there, which is I happened to show up to buy donuts and saw brandy tasting room. And I was like, what? I had never noticed it before. And it is new this fall. And it's sort of added on. It was an old storage room that Nick converted to a tasting room. It's attached to this donut and pie house. And it's really cool. He built a little bar out of old apple bins, the bins he would store apples in. And you can see out toward the lake. And there's a couple tables with stools. And he's going to make a little walkway and connect it to a porch. So next season you'll be able to sip brandy outside, and it's absolutely gorgeous setting. And then sort of just down the hill from it is the room where these barrels of brandy are storing, or aging, I should say. And, you know, everything is just done, I think, with such beauty and thought. And there's this beautiful little wooden archway with a door that leads into it. And in the door is a metal sculpture of an apple tree. And you can't help but want to walk in. The smell, it's just like a sort of combination of earth, alcohol, oak. And as Nick said, I was like, what does it smell like to you? And he goes, thyme, you know. Mm-hmm. And then in the rafters are small barrels where little experimental brandies are aging with things like vanilla beans in them or cherry cordial made from cherries on the orchard. There's little pots of melted wax that Nick uses to seal the bottles, and each one is signed by him and dated.
You mentioned that it takes a while to age. Is he about ready to release these?
Yeah, it's ready this season for the first time. He had a sort of tease taste a few years ago when it was just a couple years after it started aging. And then a one-day last holiday season, last December, a one-day sale. But now it's reached maturity, although he likes 20-year aged brandy. And so it's a kind of neat thing.
I know Shelburne Orchards also does a hard cider. So are they shifting away from the apple business and into the liquor business?
They still will do apples. It was interesting. The space that Nick and his crew sort of created for distilling, where they put this beautiful copper still, is in sort of just behind the farm stand where you can buy apples and cider and donuts and pears and plums. And there used to be a packing line there. And about 15 years ago, he just cleared out the packing line, you know, and sort of liberated himself for this new project. And so when the seasonal cider, fresh apple cider, is done being pressed, they turn on the still, really. And the first 5 years of distilling it, because remember, it's been aging now for 7 or 8 years, he used apple wood to as the fire, as the heating element. But he said it was hard to make it reliably and consistently the same temperature, so they've switched to propane. And so that's where it is. Although he does have sort of a lifelong experience distilling, he said when he was a teenager, he used to take hard cider to a dairy farm in Shelburne, and a dairyman there, he and a dairyman, there was a hidden still there, and he learned the mechanics of distilling, of making booze then. Now he's making it legally, and we can all taste it.
Is anyone else in Vermont making apple brandy?
There are a few other distilleries making it. There's Vermont Spirits in Queechy, Flag Hill Farm in Verchere, Mad River Distillers, which is in Warren and Waitsfield in the Mad River Valley, and Boyden Valley Winery in Cambridge.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. I want to thank you so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.